Welcome to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I am Isabel, your one and only host. Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to everyone listening. This podcast is about the life of a little brown lady, a Filipina who loves to take people on her expedition that is life. From her high school experience, to sports, to culture, to family, and to many more. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Let's go!
Welcome back to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I have here Ms. Foni Sabala. She started as a general virtual assistant in 2011 and is now serving personal development creators with YouTube videos. She is the author of the recently published book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, where she shares her experience and knowledge on how to build an online business in the service-based industry. She is also a YouTube content creator called Freelancing with Faith and a co-founder of a podcast with the same name. Welcome, Ms. Foni, to the Filipina Journey Podcast.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
For sure. Before we start and asking you a lot of questions, can you tell me more about yourself aside from the introduction I just said?
Okay, I'm a single mom to a grown child. She's turning 25 this year. Yes, and yeah, I've been retired in the corporate world since 2011. I never went back to corporate after that.
Okay, can you tell me how you started with your as a YouTube content creator? Can you tell me how it all started and how it came along?
Okay, so I started as a VA in 2011. As a VA, we usually have different skills to offer and all that. So after a few years, I decided to niche down. So after maybe learning about YouTube videos, kasi mas video editing ang offer ko before after becoming a VA. So when I created my own videos on my own channel, so I decided I will offer this skill as well. So hindi lang para sa experience ng channel, sa clients din. Yun. Kaya ako na-niche down. Kasi pag VA ka, usually yung dami ka. Daming offer, so gusto ko mag-focus sa isa lang. So ito, as in, parang, aside from editing the videos and managing the YouTube, ito rin yung offer ko para hindi ako naluluma.
Right, that's true. Can you tell me, how is it like in your job? Can you tell me some advantages and disadvantages that you encountered?
Okay. I think I'll give two sides, yung sa content as a content creator and as someone who helps with YouTube content. So, as a content creator like me and the clients I serve with, ang pinaka disadvantage I think is it's a little intimidating when it comes to YouTube because we think now we have to face the camera agad. So, medyo takot na agad tayo. Ayoko mag-video, ganyan. Although, it's not really necessary to show yourself on camera para magkaroon ka ng video sa YouTube at mag-start ng channel. So, we can start creating videos na nandun tayo. We can start creating videos on our YouTube channel kahit slides lang, like screen capture, nire-record mo lang yung screen mo if you're into tutorial. So, syempre, pag i-travel, ano ka, most probably you have to show yourself, di ba? So, if hindi ka pa ready to show yourself, siguro ang isa-suggest ko is to, you know, record videos na yung kita yung mukha mo like this, pero keep it to yourself hanggang sa ready ka ng mag-publish. So, isa yung sa disadvantage kasi sa umpisa talaga. Mahirap. And then, aside from being a content creator, using YouTube, mas makakatulong if we promote the video outside. Like, kung saan ka pa may pwedeng mag-connect sa Instagram, Facebook, kasi lalo na if nag-start ka, makakatulong yung traffic from other ano, from other platform. Kaya pag pinabaya, pag hindi mo siya pinopromote usually, isa yun sa ano eh, magtataka bakit hindi masyado nag-grow, I think, isa yun sa nakapekto. So ngayon, ang advantage naman niya, ayun nga, ang advantage actually is hindi naman necessary na mag-totok ka agad sa camera. Kasi may mga channels actually na talagang screencasting lang, nagre-record lang ng screen niya, pero nag-grow yung channel. Especially kung tutorial ka, ganyan. So, hindi naman siya ganun kadali. And the good thing about that kasi, YouTube is free. So, you can experiment. Tapos, pwede mo siyang i-publish as private. Kung sa'yo lang muna, kung nag-practice ka pa. Unlisted for those people who are just, ano, yung gusto mo lang makakita. Kanya. And then, pag ready ka na, i-public na. Ngayon, kapag bago tayong content creator, ano, tawag dito, YouTube love supporting naman yung new creators. Pero dapat, ano din, let's not forget to use the right keywords pagdating sa YouTube. Yan, yan yung aking disadvantage at this advantage for content creators. Now, pag ikaw naman yung magsaserve or tutulong sa mga content creators, pag nag-i-start ka pa lang, I think, ano eh, medyo overwhelming, lalo na kapag wala ka pang idea. Overwhelming siya na, kung kailangan kong gawin to, kailangan ko, ano yung optimization, ano daw yung keywords, ano daw yung ganito, ganito. Medyo overwhelming siya, pero kapag kailangan lang naman i-process eh, ayusin mo, i-document mo, yung mga steps, ganyan, kung ano yung dapat gawin, o mag-aral ka, ganyan. And then, siguro, yun nga, sa mga taong, sabihin natin, YouTube strategies, or YouTube VAs, sa atin, hindi siya ganun kadali. Pero some content creators, ito yung disadvantage. Feeling nila ang dali kasi YouTube lang. When in fact, hindi. Kasi kung ang goal is to wrap the videos or channel, syempre may effort kang gagawin. So, it's not easy. Kaya lang, may mga, yun nga, may mga others na feeling nila madali. So, siguro, in a way, yung mga nasa ganitong service, it's part of the job na ipaalam natin na hindi, ito yan, ganito kasi yung gagawin. Ngayon,
I totally agree. I think there's a lot of assumptions and misconceptions of YouTubers or YouTube VAs na thinking na madali lang and all that. But when you look at it and when you go there, it is overwhelming. There's a lot of things you have to figure out. It's not just a platform where you upload content. There's something in it. You make money out of it. There's numbers in it. There's insights, analytics, and all that. So, yeah, it's not easy, I know. But I don't have that much experience. But I can see and I can observe that it's not easy. And it's a difficult job. It's a difficult process. And with that, what do you think is the biggest characteristic or a factor a YouTuber or a content creator must have, or you as a YouTube VA, what is one value or characteristic do you instill in yourself?
I think I would share, as a content creator, meron akong tinatawag na 7 C's. So win it, teka lang. Titingnan ko lang yung code ko. So, we need to practice these. Yung first one is cause. Ano ba yung goal mo why you created the channel? Ito actually, yung mga isi-share kong 7 C's, that doesn't only applies for YouTube content creators. This should always be information na yung VA or yung strategies ng YouTube is alam din. So, they have to get this information from their client. So, cause, bakit? Why did they create the channel? What is the goal? Diba? And who are their audience? Sino yung gusto nilang manood? Siyempre, diba, we have to always talk to our target audience. So, the next T, number 2, is content. So, always give valuable content. And then, before creating any content, if possible, mag-research muna kung ano ba yung talagang hinahanap ng audience mo. Para kung ano yung nire-record mong content, those are the exactly words that you will be using sa title mo, sa video mo. Yan. The next C, actually lahat is super important eh. Pero I think may top 3 dito. Ang isang top 3 is commitment. So if you started a channel and you really want to grow, commitment is very important. So we have to publish our videos as promised. We have to set a day and time if we're publishing one videos per week. So if we said new videos every Wednesday at 7 p.m., then we have to publish videos every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Yan, hindi pwedeng ano. Kaya it's important na i-reflect. Mag-reflect, kaya ko bang mag-commit? Kasi it's not really helpful na if you start a YouTube channel, magda-daily, ano ka, no? Record ka, excited ka kasi everyday magpa-publish ka, tapos bigla kang hihinto after a certain, siguro 2 weeks, tapos pinabayaan mo na. It's not, hindi pwede yun. Hindi makakatulong yun. So, if you can publish at least one video per week, that's good. That's the minimum requirement ng YouTube mismo. And then, yeah, ito yung fourth C, connected sa commitment, which is consistency nga. So, you regularly publish video. Yun nga, sinabi ko na one video per week, yung minimum, hindi siya. Kung unti-unti lang naman, if you're not hoping to grow fast, kung ano lang yung kaya mo, pero make it consistent. Like, if hindi mo kaya ng one video a week, one video per 2 weeks siguro, hanggang sa ready ka na at least one video per week. Kasi yun yung minimum na gusto ni YouTube. Kasi mahirap naman yung sobrang tagal, makakalimutan na kaya na audience natin. And then constant, meaning it's not changing. Yung templates mo ng video, yung content mo, may flow, kumbaga. Ano yung dapat gawin? Ano yung sasabihin mo pag ganito, ganyan? So, or in the end, mag-a-ask ka ba ng call to action or meron ba dapat gawin yung audience mo, ganyan. And then, number 6 na C is communication. So, we engage with our audience, especially kung may nag-comment. Halimbawa, may nag-comment sa video mo. Siyempre, mag-reply ka naman, di ba? Huwag naman tayong suplado. So, ayan. Because engagement is very important for YouTube. Nakakatulong yun to promote your videos. And then last is collaboration. If you have enough audience, I think 500 yata at least, kahit hindi muna 1K, you can start collaborating with other fellow creators na nasa same niche or same topic. Ayun yung 7 tips ko for na I think dapat alam ng content creator and then ng YouTube strategist din.
Right. Wow. No, I learned a lot from that 7 C's. And actually, even if you're not a YouTuber or an a virtual assistant, you can actually apply that in your lives. And you can apply that if you're an entrepreneur. You can apply that if you're a podcaster like me. And yeah, I really like that. I love those values you just said. And that's amazing. And can you tell me the behind the scenes of YouTube, the strategies pre-posting and post-production and all that?
Okay, so usually the first thing to do is research, not the other way around yung tipong record then research kung ano yung magandang title, no. We should research first, like for example, it's about, your channel is about freelancing. Share ko to kasi ito na yung experience ko. If your channel is about freelancing, probably your topics would include how to be a freelancer or tools that a freelancer should have. So you will type those words on the YouTube search bar. So when you type that, magkakaroon ng predictive text, di ba? May mga suggestion na, ito. So, those words are the words, the exact words that the audience are actually searching for. So, it's important to research for, research first and see kung ano yung words na ginagamit talaga ng audience natin. Tapos, saka ka magre-record kasi why do we have to do that? Kasi when you record, not only will you use the title, that those keywords as part of your video title, those keywords we have to say then. So ibig sabihin pag nagre-record na tayo ng video, like for example ako, hi, welcome to my YouTube channel. This is Connie Zavala. So I'm going to talk about how to start your freelancing business. Yun yung keyword mo. So you have to say it then. Kaya importante na research muna before recording. And then after mo nang ma-record, siguro if you're new, para minimal yung editing, you can actually use a video teleprompter. Meron sa ano yan? Sa cellphone. Kasi we can start with cellphones naman. So you can just download video teleprompter so that you can prepare naman yung sasabihin mo. And then you can enter that para at least binabasa mo na lang. Kasi minsan, syempre, lalo po, first time tayo, hindi pa tayo sanay magsalita. So, mas matagal ang recording yan, I'm sure. Kaya, ang daming edit, ang daming time consumed for editing the videos, for removing those fillers and all. So, pwede kang gumamit ng teleprompter when you are recording na. And then, if you don't want naman, okay lang din. It's not a requirement. Depende naman sa kung saan ka comfortable. So, pagdating sa editing, you can start with removing the fillers first para hindi masyadong matagal ang editing if you don't have time, especially if we are starting on our own. So, you can just remove them and you can actually upload them raw kasi may mga channels na raw talaga. Unless na, syempre, you're uncomfortable na ipakita yung mga errors or mistakes, ganyan. And then, siguro yung mga tools, hindi naman siya complicated. Kung ano yung meron kang video editing na available for free, you can start with that. Even yung may watermark, kung ang watermark lang naman niya ay nasa tabi lang naman, wag lang yung buo na katulad ng, I think yung Filmora, sobrang gitnang gitna. Huwag naman yung gano'n, tipo. So, marami namang, you can start with DaVinci Resolve, Film Express, or kung sa Windows Movie Maker, I think sa Mac is iMovie, yan, alam ko mga, yan yung mga free na video editing. So, sa post-production, ayun, pag-upload na, ayun na, kailangang, ano, yun nga, gagamitin mo na yung ni-research mong keywords, diba? So, ilalagay mo siya sa title, ilalagay mo siya sa description, ilalagay mo yung keywords within the first 120 characters sa description ng YouTube. Description. Para nakikita siya above. Yeah. Diba pa? Kasi may see more or read more, diba? Yeah. So, gusto mong makita siya agad. Unless, you also have affiliate links na gusto mong i-promote, okay lang din. Pero don't forget to add those keywords din sa description. And then sa tags. Importante. And by the way, if you export the video, better to rename the video output as the exact title of the video na ilalagay mo sa YouTube. Ayan. I think yun na yun. Summary. Tapos don't forget to promote din sa other social media platforms. Yeah.
Wow. There is really a lot of things to do before you upload, after you upload, and then after you upload pa, you have to check parang the analytics to, you know the audience and all that. Have you ever experienced people who bash or yung mga masusungit, suplad ng mga audience, and how did you deal with that?
So far, I think di pa naman kasi ako ganun kasikat, so wala pa akong bash. So, I mean, it's a common experience, lalo na sa mga nag-grow na someone would say negative comment. Just ignore it. Hindi naman kailangan patulan pa natin sila. Probably, that's what I would do. What I usually experience actually is spamming. Maraming spamming yun sa YouTube. So, yan. I would rather block or delete or depende kung ano yung content kasi minsan link lang eh. So, yeah.
Great. And as a virtual assistant and also a content creator, how has YouTube or let's just say social media in general affected you, affected your life and your work today?
Well, social media has two sides nga, kumbaga sa coin, di ba? There's negative and positive. So, minsan, it's a good platform to share your knowledge, like those people who are doing videos like this one or podcasts, right? So, it's a good platform to share what you know, and if meron ka pang ibang expertise or may magusto kang, basta anything positive is a good social media, it's a good platform to share, di ba? Ang negative is if you consume too much content. Like, for example, instead of working, you found yourself browsing ka na sa cellphone mo, hindi mo na realize. So, it causes us to be non-productive or procrastinating, ganyan. O kaya, if you also have to filter kung ano yung tinitingnan mo sa newsfeed mo kasi baka negative yan. So, you are slowly absorbing the negative effect. Kumbaga, like, for example, di ba, sa, hindi naman, I'm not against to news or, yun nga, public, ano, pero, kumbaga, dapat limit yourself with those things. Lalo na sa Facebook, I think, may mga false news pa yan. Di ba, parang, you have to filter yourself na, ito lang yung dapat mong makikita. Kasi, we're humans, we are, greatly affected by simple posts. So, it's up to us. That's the thing tayong may control sa part natin. So, kung ano man yung makikita, tayo yung may control. So, as much as possible, yun. Sa akin kasi, ano yan, neutral yan. Eh. It's how we use it and utilize it. And it's kung gaano ba natin na-open yung sarili natin para maapektuhan ng kung ano man yung na nakikita natin sa social.
Yeah, I totally agree. There's always a positive and negative side in everything, and right now in social media and YouTube and all that. Before we end, do you have any advice to those people who want to start their own YouTube channel? Or just advice to those people who aspire to be a content creator?
Okay, Nike said it na eh. Just do it. no need to overthink. Just record. Press record. That's what my mentor said. Just press record and upload. Kahit yung edit, just start right away. You don't need to publish it. Just start recording until you're used to it. Kasi sa akin ako, I'm an introvert person. Hindi ako ganito before. Nasanay na lang talaga ako because I really wanted to share what I know. So, before, I was just sharing via text. Like, I write what I, if I can, and I'm not even a writer. So, tapos nung na-realize ko na, parang mas nakakaano pag video. So, I created videos from Facebook pa to, and then I transferred it to YouTube channel. So, just start, hindi kailangang alam mo lahat before you start. You just have to start, press record, and upload, then yun na. Tapos na.
I actually have the same as you. I'm a very, very shy type of person. But then when I started this podcast, interviewing strangers, people I don't know, it really helped me grow and develop my communication skills, my podcasting skills. And yeah, just do it. When I started podcasting, I would just record every day on my voice memo. I wouldn't even upload it. I would just record and say things that would pop out of my head. And yeah, that's how I started. Yeah, parang it's better nga if you just do it and if you don't overthink. Because if you keep overthinking, then kailan ka pa mag-start, kailan ka tapos, and all that. But yeah, that's yeah. A really great advice and tip for those who really want to start being a content creator. Thank you so much for this amazing conversation. Lastly, do you have anything to promote? Your socials, your YouTube, your podcast? Go ahead. The floor is yours.
All right. So thank you for having me again. So I'm launching my book, if you're saying that. How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business and 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. So I'll be launching it on May. So I'll be having a pre-order if you want to check it out. But you can check our YouTube channel and podcast in any podcast platform. Its name is Freelancing with Faith. So we share about how to start and scale your freelance business with God as the boss. So hindi lang about freelancing yung pinag-usapan namin dito. It's also about faith and connecting that faith to our freelance business. So that's us. Actually, I have a co-creator, si Bel Prado, but I started the YouTube on myself muna hanggang sa nag-relaunch kami or called rebranding last January lang since nag-quarantine tayo. So we thought, why not combine these two, freelancing and faith? Kaya that's what the channel name is about. So just connect with me there, Freelancing with Faith on Instagram, Facebook group, YouTube, and Spotify and Apple, lahat ng podcast platform. Di ko kasi kabisado. Thanks to Anchor. So, yun. Yeah, you can reach out to me with those platforms.
Yes, thank you so much and good luck on your book launching. I'll be waiting for that. I really hope you have a good day ahead. And thank you so much for accepting the invite. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Filipina Cheney podcast. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, please rate this podcast. It will really help me a lot. Follow this podcast on Spotify or wherever you're listening to get updated whenever I post a new episode. You can also support this podcast with a small monthly donation to help me sustain my future episodes. The link to support is on the podcast and episode description. If you have any questions and or suggestions, you may contact me through my email, thefilipinajourney@gmail.com, or through Instagram at thefilipinajourney or at Isabella Cruz, my personal IG account. You can also send a voice message through Anchor, that is anchor.fm/isabevc/message. The link is also on the episode description. That will be it for today. Let's talk soon. Bye-bye.